AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. From widespread severe weather, word that one large tornado touched down Thursday night in northern Illinois, causing significant damage, leaving at least one person dead and seven injured in the town of Fairdale. Robin Biggs is a clerk at a motel in Rochelle and saw the twister.
Really scary. And, you know, seeing it go across the horizon like that, knowing that we all have family and businesses and stuff out there, was really devastating.
That tornado swept across the nearby town of Hillcrest, about 80 miles west of Chicago. The Weather Service says one long-track storm moved across DeKalb, Boone, and McHenry counties, sporadically touching down and causing damage. Weather damage also reported in Iowa and Missouri. Meteorologist John Hart is at the Storm Prediction Center.
It's been a very active night with severe storms over much of the Mississippi Valley and Midwest states, and it should continue through much of the night, progressing eastward into parts of Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and so forth.
More than 850 flights were canceled at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. A guard at the U.S. Census Bureau headquarters in Maryland is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say he was shot by a man who kidnapped a woman at the Census Bureau campus. Washington, D.C.'s police chief Kathy Lanier says officers chased the suspect into the district where the suspect and an officer were wounded.
Metropolitan police cruisers were able to block the suspect's path. They collided with the suspect here. The suspect again opens fire on police, and there's an exchange of gunfire between MPD and the suspect. Right now, we know we have an MPD sergeant who has been struck. He is struck by gunfire. He is at an area hospital being treated, and we know the suspect has been struck.
Sound courtesy WJLA. Los Angeles Fire Department says two children are fighting for their lives after being pulled from a car that plunged into L.A. Harbor. This is AP Radio News. After a visit to Jamaica, President Obama is now in Panama for Friday's Summit of the Americas. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports he'll see Cuban President Raul Castro for the first time since the two agreed to normalize ties in December.
No formal meeting is planned, but the two will be together at several summit events, and it's expected they'll have at least some chance to talk. So all eyes will be on the body language and whether any kind of personal chemistry can overcome decades of official U.S.-Cuban hostility.
This may help the president signaling he will soon remove Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. On top of the leaderboard at the Masters, Jordan Spieth. He shot an 8-under-64 in the opening round of the tournament in Augusta.
There's 54 holes left, and anything happens at a major, and I need to play some really, really good golf, and I need to hit my driver, and I need to hit my irons better than I did today to have a chance to win this week.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.